Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
It is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live from Zuka, guys, in Smyrna. We are at the Smyrna Market Village today, and we were just talking with a friend of ours and one of our top sales folks, John Parlin.
I predict big things for him in the organization.
Yeah, but we were talking some college football. He's got a daughter at Alabama, and you know, we were talking about Kalen DeBoer, and he was at the game last week. Alabama falls out of top four. Georgia's in the top four. Kirby went on the Steakhouse today. Full interviews online at Odyssey.com. We're going to let you hear what he had to say about being in the SEC championship. Mike, does it matter to you if they are or are not in the SEC championship game this year?
I mean, I understand the argument for and against. Rest your players, avoid injury and a potential loss, which may drop you down. Right now, you're sitting with a bye. Lose that game and you're going to have a game on campus most likely, or worst case, you're going somewhere.
That's right.
And if it's up in the Midwest, I don't want any of that weather. But I know the Kirby, but knowing that Kirby wants to win as many SEC championships, and as Rusty Mansell pointed out today in the Steakhouse, everybody forgets they won the SEC championship in overtime against Texas last year, had to overcome a Carson Beck injury, having, let's be honest, Gunnar Stuck looked like he got decapitated at one point. But it kind of got lost because the bar has been raised so high. All you remember is the terrible loss to Notre Dame in the Sugar Bowl.
Georgia owns the SEC. They do. And I agree. It has gotten lost in this 12-team conversation with who's in, who's getting the bye. And that's why I think, again, the conference championship games, Mike, they should be the first round of the playoffs. That's what I think ultimately should happen. I don't know if they're going to do that.
Shouldn't be punished for losing that game.
That's,
but that's the thing, and that's where we get into, look, the Big Ten, they can chirp because they're back-to-back national champions, but their conference is in no way remotely close to the SEC. It's so top-heavy. You know, I mean, we'll see. Indiana, we're going to see when rubber hits the road because Indiana was not ready for prime time last year when they lost to Notre Dame. This year, they like to go into Oregon and beat them. That's pretty impressive. But I can't wait to see Indiana lock horns with an SEC team, you know, in a neutral site.
Yeah. The Penn State win was great too, man. I mean, look, just because Franklin got fired doesn't
they pulled it out.
Penn State doesn't have talent.
Tough place to play, right?
Yeah, I thought that was a hell of a comeback as well. Hey, man, we got a lot to chop up. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys brighten your holidays this year on a Thursday, hanging out in Smyrna. Coming up, by the way, the lovely and talented Barbara Dooley's going to stop by in the 4 o'clock hour. Mike Griffith from Dog Nation, and we're going to get a chance to talk to Stuart Mandel as well, who covers college football. We'll get his takes on all of this college football stuff that we're discussing and what he thinks about Georgia's chances of winning the national title. All of that on the way. Back at the studio, Big O, let's get to the daily download. We got a closer. The Braves signed Raisel Iglesias. It's 1 year, $16 million deal. You're going, that's not a lot. No, because that's what he made last year. And believe it or not, when guys come back and say, I'll take what you gave me, teams more likely might sign the deal. That's what the Braves did. It may not be the closer you want, but it's the closer that we have. How do you feel, sir?
Yeah, I mean, you and I were talking about this on our pre-show. Check it out. It's called Behind the Curtain. We drop it around 11 o'clock
every morning. Oh, we went behind the curtain today.
Yes, we did. Matter of fact, we had so much juice, we couldn't stop talking. Day-Day's like, save it for the radio. We had like 18, 20 minutes on this thing. But anyway, catch it. No, it's ever since Kimbrel left the Braves, they've had closers that you're never really that confident when the door opens. The bullpen.
Sure.
But certainly Will Smith was able to get the job done. You won the World Series. We had, Kenley Jansen at the end of the string. He's, you know, he is what he was. But Iglesias, He's got one pitch. Oren brought that up today in the pre-show. You don't really have the confidence in him, but the deal is the deal. It's a good price, and I know the baseball nerds would say, by any metric, he is a solid top 10 closer.
He is.
So you paid $16 million, and you get what you pay for. And hopefully the Braves have put him in a situation. You just feel like you got to have a three-run lead because he's going to give up a home run.
Problem was,
that's my only beef with Iglesias. He makes me nervous.
At the beginning of the season last year, when we were losing all those games, his ERA was 7.
Yes, it was.
Okay,
he was friggin' batting practice.
So 25 appearances, 7 home runs, and a 7 ERA to start the season through June 5th, and you're like, get this dude out of here. At least that's what I was saying. And then he made the adjustments necessary and came back and posted a 1.25 ERA, lowered his home runs. And in 45 appearances the rest of the season, this dude was great. So 21 of 22 saves, including each of his last 18. So, look, the numbers say he's solid.
Right.
Braves get a deal. They're not paying $35 or $40 million for their closer. But I'm not sure how Braves fans feel, Mike. I asked you guys today, does this make us better or are we the same? Big O said, we're the same.
Well, I mean, right now you're the same. And they pick up, Mauricio Dubon from the Astros.
Who?
Mauricio Dubon.
Okay.
He is a 2-time Gold Glove Award winner.
Yes, he is.
All glove, no stick. OPS is somewhere between 6 and 7. He's not the shortstop. He would be the insurance. Oren brought this up as well on the morning shift. Good job, assist Oren. He's more of the insurance policy if Ozzie Albies can't get traction when he comes back from the injury. He will not be. I can't imagine the starting shortstop. He can play the middle infield positions, but I've got to believe there's going to be somebody bigger splash at shortstop for this team. And that's basically what Alex said when he talked about it with the media.
Let's hope so. Meanwhile, let's get to story number 2. Kirk Cousins starts in New Orleans on Sunday. He was asked about, how he played in the season last year. Again, played those 9 games and ultimately the thing falls apart. But he said yesterday, guys, he is looking to recapture whatever it was last year when he was really good.
Yeah, I think I was asking myself that about week 10 or 11 last year on, So if I had the simple answer, I don't even know if I'd tell you, but I think that's the challenge, right? Is how do we get back to that? And I think the fact that it was there goes to show that it was there. Let's go do it again. But at the same time, you're not entitled to anything. Nothing's going to be given to you. You got to go earn it. You got to go play well enough to make that happen. I think those 9 weeks, to the degree that we were playing well, not every week was perfect, but to the degree we were playing well, it was because we were maniacal in our preparation and our effort and every detail we had to be on to find a way to win and to move the football. So, it was never easy in those moments either. And I think we find ourselves there again now.
Okay.
All right. I'll do one of those tacky, cheesy Chris Berman references. We're looking to relight the fire with Kirk Cousins. Taking you back to 1979, Carl, and Dan Hartman. And if Oren can find that on going to the commercial break, I'll really be impressed. But, yeah, that's what we're looking to see, man. Relight the freaking fire. This guy was – the thing is, we are so upset on how the season went off the rails. If you take it back to the big comfort behind win against Tampa, that's on the record books. Kirk Cousins has the single game passing record for this team. I was down there, Carl, in Tampa. We talked about that game. That was a real playoff atmosphere down there. He made some great throws. We beat the Cowboys, and then the wheels come off. Can he find a way to get back to that place? Because if he wants, I don't know if his goal is to play till he's early 40s, like Aaron Rodgers or whatever Tom Brady did, but if he wants to continue to be, paid, whether it's here or somewhere else, we do have the option for him next year, still makes the most money here, do your job, man. Reconnect and relight the fire.
Yeah, look, I do think it's going to raise a lot of questions again if this offense looks a lot better.
About Michael Pettis, you're right.
It just will. We will see. Meanwhile, Kirby was on the Steakhouse today and was asked the question about being in the SEC championship game. Here's what Georgia's head coach said.
I'm an SEC enthusiast. I look at it as, well, you didn't win the SEC. And see, it's one of the top moments of your career, of your year. I don't know. That's another one of those that we've spoiled our fans,
yes,
maybe, or spoiled people,
yeah,
of,
yes,
like to think that you don't want to be in that game or playing for that. It's been so elusive in my career. Won 2 national championships, and where we didn't win the SEC. So, like, it's hard when you do that. I had Alabama where we didn't win it and then won the national, and then here we did that. I just don't – I'll never agree that it's better. Like, what about the experience you get from playing in that game, the pressure, the anxiety? Yeah, banged up, sure, but there's recovery time in there.
I agree. He is, he said, an SEC enthusiast and certainly appears
right. –
This is why coaches don't want to do away with it, because it's still a goal that's achievable or they want to achieve within a season, even if you don't win the national championship. To say you won your conference, it's a big deal, man. So I agree with him. Meanwhile, Booger McFarland, guys, on ESPN, he believes playing in the title game is a big deal regardless of who's going to be there in the SEC.
Mm. The SEC championship matters to the people that have been in that conference for a long time. Like, man, I'm telling you, it matters, man. Like, yeah, there's only one national champion. I get it. But the next best thing in America is the best conference in the country, and that's the SEC. It matters. It matters when you get to Destin, man. It matters. Kirby's been in the SEC all his life. It matters.
It does. And
Booger's an LSU guy. He knows.
Absolutely. Mike, I feel like, you know, these coaches who are shying away from it, you know, well, it's not necessarily the most important thing. Okay. I hear you. But if,
you know,
I had a chance
matter?
To play, if I had a chance to play in it though and win it, I would want to do that.
You know what doesn't matter? The ACC championship, because it's a horrible game. It's moved multiple cities. It always looks Mickey Mouse on TV when your championship game has to put a tarpaulin in the end zone to cover up like, you know, 10,000 empty seats. Not exactly a big game. You know, the Big 12 in Jerry World, same thing. A lot of empty seats. You know, the Big 10. It's still the Big Ten. You got to give it some juice. Now it's relatively new compared to the SEC, which goes back to the early 90s, but. The SEC, that's a, as a fan, I want to be there. As a Georgia fan, I'll take another game at Mercedes-Benz, right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias, detalles en Lowe's.com.
I would too. Hey, guys, Hawks back in action tonight against the Spurs, 8 o'clock, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. No Victor Wembanyama or Stephen Castle for the Spurs.
Hey, hey.
Porzingis and Rishai Shea both listed as game-time decisions. We'll see what they go tonight. All right, when we come back, what Ross said to us yesterday and what stood out, coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias, detalles en Lowe's.com.